Good evening. The time right now is 7:30. You're listening to the Evening Eclectic. It's on 90.7 KFSR Fresno. My name is Richard Jones, and in the studio with me is Richard and Jennifer from Una. And we just had a chat earlier, and we can have a little longer talk. Are you guys there?
Yes, we're here.
All right, cool. So, congratulations on the new album. It's a really good album.
Thank you.
So, how long have you guys been working on that?
On the album?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We started out just recording one song, and by the time pretty much we had four or five songs, we tried to get the EP together as fast as possible. And that was about a year ago. Is that right?
Year and a half.
Yeah. So we just worked like crazy. It took an awful amount of work. And we had fun and talked about everything. And we hope everybody's liking it.
Yeah, well, it's getting quite a bit of buzz and a lot of good reviews. So what's now? What's on the horizon for you guys?
We want a tour. We want to go around and spread the music. Fresno's been really good to us. Thanks for playing us and supporting us. So we're glad to be here, and we're glad to play here tonight.
Yeah, it's cool to have you guys. And yeah, so where else have you guys been touring?
Just to California, up and down, L.A., San Diego. This is the farthest north we've been as Una so far, and then we're hoping to make it to San Francisco at some point. Eddie B, he's our DJ, he'll be going up to San Francisco right after this because he's actually spinning up there. So elements of Una have been all over the place, New York City and all over California, but Una is new, so we're trying to spread the word as Una.
Now, how did you guys connect and decide to start Una?
I met Eddie in college as a freshman, and we had a lot of the same music likes. He was really into ska and punk rock, and I loved Pixies, and thank you for playing them tonight. And so it was like, you know, really easy to get to know him. And then we started a band outside of college called Elephonic, and then we were introduced to Richard because Richard is like a master producer, sound engineer. And so we were like, oh, let's hook up with Richard. So he came to a show and he liked us. And then we started recording together. And then it was like, voila, we had an awesome demo under the band name Elephonic. Different singer. I played the keyboards.
Can you imagine? Jennifer played the keyboards in another band. Anyway, she played this cassette for me one night. And I couldn't believe this great song was called Hate, and it was like, oh, hate's kind of not the best topic in the world, but the lyrics went, I hate, and I hate to hate you, and I thought, oh, I gotta do that song, it's so cool. Yeah. And it took about another 6 months or something, and so finally I put Jennifer behind a microphone, never having heard her sing before, really, you couldn't tell from the cassette, and within the first few seconds, I jumped up from my producer chair, I ran to the other room, and I looked, and I thought, I can't believe I'm so lucky to find this Jennifer, she's such an amazing singer, so, I don't know, I just felt like the luckiest person in the world.
I'm blushing.
Yeah, that's cool. So when you guys are in studio, what's kind of the creative process? How do you kind of construct an Una song?
It's very collaborative. We often start with inspirations, anywhere from like a classic opera piece to an intermezzo from an opera where there's no voice at all, or a classical song, or...
We got totally inspired by this Paul Butterfield track called Drifting and Drifting.
Yeah.
And then we worked on it for weeks and weeks, and then just totally it morphed into the song Jonah. I was like, you know...
Oh, it was awesome, too. And then maybe like a few months later, I was having a backyard barbecue, and in walks Lee Butterfield, Paul Butterfield's son, and I'm like, holy... You are awesome. I have to tell you all about your father's inspiration to Una. It was great.
And some of the, they're very, they make, there's a lot of musical references going on, like A Nightingale is kind of inspired by some 18th century guitar you know, like if you're going to learn how to play Spanish guitar, then you'd be playing this piece by, I don't know, Ibanez or somebody, you know, but in 1850. And then I was listening to it and going, this kind of reminds me in a way of some chords from Miles Davis. So then we just kind of like, but then when it comes to actually like writing the songs, like we come up with all these ideas and then we sit down and we go, okay, what does this song feel like and what is the music doing? Or Jennifer will like just come up with some great ideas and we'll just, you know, just try to work together on everything.
In the beginning, we really wanted to go off on Brazilian 60s, 50s music, like Astrud, Gilberto. Yeah, definitely, like Astrud and Joe Beam.
And those rhythms are so hard to deal with. You know, they're like the hardest rhythms are all like from South America.
Yeah, my mother's South American, and I grew up listening to cumbias from Colombia, and I just really wanted to mix that in there. And you know, when you have two like minds in music, it's really easy to just meld all your ideas together and get some really cool tracks.
We talk about all the lyrics and, you know, like, well, you know, really trying to make a statement and where does this music, you know, what's it projecting, and just try to really make it artful.
Now, we're going to hear a cut off the new album, One, Angels at My Door. Do you want to give a brief introduction about it?
Let's see. Angels is a song we kind of... pilfered from another artist. I don't know if you ever heard of Manfred Mann. Richard.
Push was an album by him, I think.
It's like Pretty Flamingo, and he
plays a flute, right? Or something like that.
Well, from what I heard, he had his band where like everybody in the band changed their name to Manfred Mann. No, seriously, and I don't know how they got through airports like that, but they had all these hits, and then years went by, and you know, this was much later, and it's like the very last records that he put out this record, and a friend of mine came up to me and he started playing this song, and I was like, what the heck is that, you know? And then another long time goes by, so I always had it in my heart to do this song, and it was the one song that we did where we really didn't have to write the lyrics, you know, and...
Yeah, it's like, it's our cover, but yeah. It's, Richard wanted to add this interesting, like, hip-hop-inspired beat behind it, and it made it so much different than the original, but very, very nice at the same time.
It's got these, like, Kodai vocals in the beginning, and it's all, by the way, all really sung. It's, there's no boxes or machines involved, and... In doing what we do pretty much like old style recording stuff. So I hope you enjoy it.
All right, here it is. And once again, you can catch Una tonight at 10 p.m. at the Starline. And I hope everyone's out there. And here we are with Angels at My Door by Una. You're listening to the Evening Eclectic. Right now it's 7:43 on 90.7 KFSR Fresno. My name's Richard Jones, and we're in the studio with Una, and tonight they're going to be playing at the Starline. Make sure you guys go out and check them out. It'll be an excellent show. And are they back?
Yeah, we're back.
All right,
and we're going to give away free Una buttons with every CD.
Excellent. That sounds like a deal.
And go Jennifer.
We're also going to give away tickets. I'll announce it in a few minutes when to call in, so don't call in right now. But the number you're going to call, if you want to write it down, is 278-4082. So, all right, that was a good song. How would you compare playing live to like playing in the studio? How does your sound change?
Well, you never know what's going to happen live. A lot of it is a surprise to us as much as it is to our audience. But we love playing live. We just, like, sometimes it's more, I guess you can say. The studio recordings are, you know, you try to get everything right. And
yeah, and I feel like vocally I'm much more at ease when it's a live event because it's improv, so it's not as rehearsed. You can do kind of more additional little flourishes and
you know,
have fun with it.
Stuff happens.
Yeah, cool. So you guys come from a variety of different backgrounds. What were you individually doing before you became Luna?
I got to tell you a little story because you're going to hop right into architecture, I'm sure. But Richard was 11 years old and he was playing with the Chicago Philharmonic. And when I heard that, I'm like, you were 11 and you were playing with the Chicago Philharmonic. You're like a little prodigy.
Nobody wants to hear about that.
But then later in life.
Yeah, well, I was, I don't know if anybody's heard of Quango Records. Yeah. I was called in there to do some work. I was kind of known as being somewhat of a synth guy at the time, and I really had no idea what Quango was or, you know, electronic music and all that stuff. It's not all, you know, just down-tempo, of course, but with all the break beats and all that stuff, it's just happening. And so I was learning as much as anybody. And I just watched everything, what was going on, and got really excited about doing some of my own work. And then I happened upon Elephonic and met Jennifer and Eddie. And it was just bang, things were happening right away. We got a lot of resonance.
Yeah, Richard was co-producing a show on KCRW called Blueprint. And Kevin Lincoln, his partner, is the one who came out to our very first show at the Conga Room in LA on Wilshire. And it was a crazy night. I remember almost wanting to puke. And I was like, what the hell are we doing on this stage?
He was raving about the show later, though.
And that's when he brought us in to meet Richard, and we recorded our demo, and it was Ann Montone who was singing, and me on keys, and Eddie B on the turntables. And then after a while, we did that for about 3 or 4 years. And
you were
then,
classically trained, too, right?
I'm classically trained, yeah, on piano. And I'm actually trying to hone in on my jazz improv skills.
Oh, I love
right
jazz.
Now.
Yeah.
And I'm taking guitar now. I've taken about 8 months of it, and I just had my final yesterday.
Well, the cool thing about music is you can always learn more, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to stop. Next is saxophone. I want to learn the sax.
Excellent. So we can expect to hear some guitar and sax on your guys'
opening.
Yeah. All right.
Why not? I'm playing the accordion all of a sudden on Fading in C-sharp minor. I'm like, what am I doing playing my mom's accordion? She played the accordion in Colombia, and she wanted to she played old Italian pieces. And
we're trying to make up this story where she actually performed in the circus, but so far nobody's believing it.
No, but she did want to be a gypsy because she was a flamenco dancer.
Yeah, gypsies.
But yeah, because of that, she got me into dance. I did a lot of ballet and modern dancing and piano and singing and all that stuff growing up. But I didn't feel very confident to ever be a front man until
front
Richard came into the picture and said, "You've got to be the front man." And I was like, are you joking? I just want to produce with you. I just want to be in the background. But then he forced me, so I had no choice.
Yeah, now I read somewhere, I think it might be on your MySpace, so that you had stage fright.
Did I say that?
Yeah, somewhere.
I had major stage fright. I started taking this heart math meditation course with my acupuncturist Sheva Kar, and it was amazing, and it got my nerves down, and I started to
oh, what'd you say?
And I started to really just not care about it anymore, so now I'm fine.
All right, now where can someone in Fresno get a hold of your album? Or
that's a problem. Let's see.
Anyone out there want to carry it in their store, you can call me 310-7.
But, yeah, that's the problem. You can get us downloads on iTunes, I guess.
iTunes, MySpace.
Oh, we have a website.
TuneCore. Yeah, you can buy it off Google Checkout, which is off our website, unamusic.net. But Yeah, we have it at Amoeba in L.A. and some store in Rough Trade in London. But, yeah, we're indie. We're totally independent.
Yeah,
so
I guess
we
should...
We manage, we distribute, we do everything.
We should warn you that pretty much every track is different. Like, it's not going to sound like Angels all the way through.
But it's cohesive. It's all pretty much...
Thank you so much. Hopefully the sound holds together.
Well, I'm sure you guys probably have CDs with you tonight, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
So if you guys want to pick up a copy, be sure to show up at the Starline. Probably be able to... get it signed as well, maybe.
Yeah, I brought a Sharpie.
All right.
Come up and say hello.
Cool. So we're going to hear another track off the album, Una's album, One. And we're going to be giving away free tickets. So we'll do it for the first caller, 278-4082. And here's... do you guys have any more shout-outs? Or do you want to talk about the show and who else is playing? Or...
Yeah, Christian Mao is putting on this tonight. It's called Bounce, and it's at Starline, and it is...
he's going to actually be playing a set, and so is our DJ, Eddie B.
He'll be playing until 2 in the morning,
so come out and party with us.
Excellent. All right, we're going to play Hate, hope you guys enjoy, and see you guys out at the Starline. Here we go. And you're listening to the Sound of the Evening Eclectic on 90.7 KFSR Fresno. My name is Richard Jones, and the time right now is 7:56. And we're back for a last chat with Una, and Jennifer is telling me while the song was going, a really neat story about the song you just heard, Hate.
Yeah, it's inspired by a poem written by my best friend who's Jewish, and she wanted it to be, it's basically the Palestinian, the Israeli conflict and the cyclical nature of it. And so in a way, it's kind of our anti-war piece. If you have a chance to check us out on YouTube, we have a video out right now for Freedom on Fire. And you'll just go to YouTube and Freedom on Fire and Una, and you'll find it. And it's a really cool montage that'll blow you away. So if you have a chance to look at it, go for it.
All right. Well, thanks again. Thanks to Una. Thanks to Richard and Jennifer for coming in. It was great talking to you guys, and a lot of fun. And see you tonight at the Starline. And hope everyone shows up. Congratulations to, is it Terrence?
Yeah, Terrence, thank you so much. Right. It was great chatting with you on the phone. I hope to see you tonight, Terrence. Woohoo!
And thank you, Richard, for having us down here.
All right. Hey, thanks again. And
thank you, Matt.
All right. See you guys later.
Thank you, Richard.
Here we go. Back to the music on 90.7 KFSR Fresno.